Wake up with Power FM's Brad and Hutsy.
Some sad news coming out of Tasmania with those pilot whales. There's been like hundreds of them off the coast down there along the west coast, and 25 have died already because they've been stranding themselves. It's these pilot whales. You're pilot whales. How are you doing this? It's like, unless there's navigator whales, and without the navigator whales, the pilot whales just get lost and end up...
That's where it's broken
down. I just never understand how they get confused and end up on dry land. We need to equip every whale out there with like a nav man or a nav whale, like a little GPS device so they can figure out how to avoid those beaches. But here on the far south coast, man, the whales have been going crazy. You just keep seeing photos every day, it seems, of people spotting whales, especially down the southern end, around like the points around Tarta and Marimbula and especially Eden. And so on the weekend, Sunday, we're like, let's go see some whales, baby.
Let's do it.
Jump in the car, tear off down to Eden. And got there, went up to the point, had a look out, and it was really windy. Like, I'm holding onto the railing, like, legs are flying out behind me. And it was so choppy that it was just like, if there's a whale out there, I couldn't tell between the white caps and, like, a whale sign of, like, the blowhole going off sort of thing. So I was like, all right, well,
okay,
we're in Eden. Let's get some fish and chips. So got to say, if you're ever down Eden Way, hooked on seafood, fish and chips, mwah. Amazing fish and chips, and the calamari was great.
Mm-hmm.
But once we finished stuffing our faces, after eating some seafood, we still had a hunger for more whale.
Absolutely.
So we went, oh, where can we go next? Let's try Marimbula. So off we go to Marimbula. Went to Short Point. No whales. No whales. When I was living at Tura Beach, like, you come over the hill and every now and then you'd see whales.
Yeah.
Like, there was one day when I remember coming home from work and there was a whole bunch out there and I went down and took a bunch of photos. It was great.
Yeah, when I lived in Tarta a couple of years ago, we'd sit on our back veranda and you go, oh, look, there's some whales out there.
It is going,
floating around, jumping around.
So when you're not looking for the whales...
That's when they turn up.
They're everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
When you go out of your way to try and see some whales, you don't see anything. And the worst part was, after driving around for like about 2 hours, like, because we're here in Bega, drove down to Eden, drove to Marimbula, and we just gave up. We went home, checked Facebook. The first thing I see is a post by Duncan on the Bega Valley notice board saying, they say the plankton event occurs every 5 to 7 years, but not sure, but the whale show from Tarta Headline has to be one of the greatest natural shows on earth. No need for a boat or binoculars today. There's whales as far as you can see. I'm like, they were at Tarta. Are you kidding me?
Way to rub it in, Duncan.
I know. And then I realised what we need to avoid situations like this. Like, we have a Fires Near Me app, which should be on your phone ahead of bushfire season. But Whales Near Me app.
I'm down.
Why has someone not developed this? Because I'm pretty sure there's a shark app as well that lets you know if sharks have been spotted.
Yeah.
We need a whale spotting app.
To balance it out. You've got the bad, we need the good.
Yeah. So I get that alert on my phone. Emergency level. It's like, there's 50 whales down at Tarta. Get there now. That would be so handy.
Power FM's Brad and Hutsy.
It was windy on Sunday and choppy out on the water. So we tried to see some whales. Went down to Eden first, then Marimbula. Saw nothing. And earlier in the show, I was kind of giving a spray over how I couldn't see any whale spray. And I did float this idea. We have a Fires Near Me app. But Whales Near Me app.
I'm down.
Why has someone not developed this?
Genius.
And then we got a call from Chris shortly after to give us some good news.
I just wanted to tell you about the Whales New South Wales app. So your problems are solved. You can find the whales and they give you alerts.
Really? Oh, when was this on Sunday? Why didn't I know this?
I know. Well, I'm at work sometimes and it's going off. I'm like, no.
Like little ting notifications. Ting, ting. Each ting is a whale.
Yeah. So look, just Google Whales New South Wales app and, download it. And local people put in the sightings. So I uploaded one the other day and it took about 2 or 3 minutes to be verified and go through. So it's fairly real-time accurate.
And is it like Tinder where I can put in my preferences of what sort of whales I'm looking for, like southern right, humpback, things like that?
Well, killer whales.
You could give that a go.
Whales.
Today I would like to see a blue whale.
Yeah.
I know. I would really love to see a blue whale.
The whales of New South Wales.
Yeah.
Was driving along and I thought, oh, I've got to ring you and tell you. Like, it's the best thing. Just put in the part of the coast that you want the alerts for and away you go.
Oh, I'm going to be doing that right now. That
no
is
worries.
Awesome.
Well done.
Okay, guys, have a great day.
Thank you, for that. Appreciate it. See ya.
All right, see you, bye.
Power FM's Brad and Hutsy.
Really got a feel for police officers out there risking their life every day to try, you know, keep safety and maintain order when they're out there. Especially when every time, if you get pulled over by a police officer, like 99 times out of 100, it's never something good. It's not like, oh, you've been selected for a random draw and you've won $1,000 or something like that. It's usually...
Yeah. Cops don't generally pull you over to compliment you on your driving. Jeez, I noticed you really stayed in between the lines there and indicated well before you were going to leave that roundabout. So I just wanted to stop you and say, well done.
I don't think the line gets as used as much these days as it did back in the day about have you got a good reason for speeding or, you know, going over the speed limit. I haven't really heard it too much, you know, these days. But obviously in America it still gets trotted out. And one particular woman named Emily Owings, 28-year-old, got pulled over by police. Obviously, they spotted that she wasn't wearing a seatbelt, so they pulled her over and inquired further about a few other things, did a bit of probing and digging to find out that basically she had an expired license and the only ID she could actually produce at the time when they pulled her over was a medical marijuana card.
Oh, okay.
That was her only form of ID. So probably a couple of red flags would be going off straight away.
Right then, it probably tells you everything you need to know about Emily. The fact that she's let her license expire, but she has an up-to-date medical marijuana card.
Exactly right. So then obviously she was in a bit more trouble than just not having, you know, a seatbelt on and obviously the expired license and everything. But then she seemed a little bit distressed. When basically police started probing a little bit further, she gave an excuse as to why, you know, she was in a bit of a hurry at times as well. Take a listen to this.
Your license is suspended.
Why?
I don't know. And now I'm waiting to see if you have warrants through Woods County.
I poop so bad.
Where do you think I was
birthday,
going?
Man.
Huh?
This is my birthday.
So she tried to use excuse that she really didn't need to poop very bad and it was her birthday to try and get out of the little spot of bother that she was in.
It sounded like she was just trying different excuses. Yeah, I've got to go to the toilet really bad. It's my birthday. Yeah. My cat's sick.
It almost sounded
my
like
grandma's having a funeral. Yeah. What else would you believe?
Yeah, she had a list with a permanent marker and was just
she's crossing them off.
That one's not going to fly. Okay. And then obviously she came a little bit more distressed as the situation sort of developed. Obviously she's realizing how much more trouble she's in with all these things piling up. And obviously due to having a marijuana card, that was just that's a bit of a gateway into some other things. They actually found, I think they found a meth pipe also in her car well. So she wasn't in a very good place at all.
Yep.
And then after a while, after doing the more probing and stuff, she just had enough. She was just like, I really have to go to the toilet. And she just took off.
What, just put her foot on the pedal?
Yep, just went, oh, okay, guys, I haven't got time. I've got to go. Like, got to go to the toilet, got to go. Took off. And that led to a 112k an hour car chase.
She's leaving skid marks so she doesn't have to leave skid marks.
Exactly right. Obviously, being the police with the souped-up cars they've got, they eventually caught up with her. They literally had to drag her out of the car, kicking and screaming. That's how bad the situation got as well. And obviously, the charges were not wearing a seatbelt. There was the reckless driving, driving under suspicion, and the possession of the drug paraphernalia as well. But she just still couldn't let the fact go that she had to go to the toilet. Take a listen to what else she had to bung on.
Arrested, off to jail, and her charges upgraded.
Can I poop in your car?
Oh, well, I think we all know what the answer is going to be
like,
to that.
No, not unless you want to add littering to the charges as well, buddy.
Power FM's Brad and Hutsy. Weekdays from 6.